Islamabad. According to the News International, Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif said it is shameful that a nuclear-armed nation has resort to begging in the midst of a failing economy. Speaking at the Pakistan Administrative Service (PAR) probationary officers passing out ceremony on Saturday, Shehbaz Sharif said it really embarrassed him to ask for more loans and that looking to foreign lenders was not the best course of action to deal with Pakistan's economic problems because the loans would have to be repaid. He said that President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed of the United Arab Emirates, UAE, had disclosed an additional US$1 billion loan to Pakistan during his most recent visit to the UAE. Shehbaz Sharif, the Prime Minister of Pakistan, also thanked Saudi Arabia for its financial assistance during his speech, according to the News International. In the meantime, sources told the News International that Pakistan is considering asking friendly nations, particularly Saudi Arabia, for extra deposits immediately in an effort to bridge financing until matters are resolved with the International Monetary Fund, IMF. According to government sources, Saudi officials are studying the possibility of making more deposits to Pakistan amid the shortage of foreign exchange reserves. According to the report, a top source at the finance ministry claimed that the tumultuous political environment was preventing policymakers from making the difficult decisions required for the restart of the IMF program. The State Bank of Pakistan's SBP foreign exchange reserves are being drained at a rapid rate, according to official sources who told the journal that the government does not have much time to take action. The SBP's foreign exchange holdings were only US$4.3 billion as of January 6. The total amount of foreign exchange held by commercial banks was US$5.8 billion, bringing the total amount held by the nation to roughly US$10.18 billion. From US$16.6 billion on January 22, 2022, to US$4.3 billion on January 6, 2023, the SBP's reserves have decreased by US$12.3 billion over the past 12 months. Shehbaz has previously said that the IMF assessment mission may visit Pakistan, but that has not yet occurred, according to the News International. According to experts, the situation has reached a stage where only action guided by a clear vision can avert the disaster. There is a dearth of clarity over how to proceed.